Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Bella and Eri with your 8am Zedlines. In local news, advocates are urging the Queensland Government to pause construction at Victoria Park until challenges under the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Heritage Protection Act can be assessed. A new report has also found the site's status as a spring complex, a natural groundwater discharge system that flows year-round, will not survive development, as well as ancient trees that cannot be replaced. Yagara elder Gaia Carey-Charlton says, "I don't think there's been much respect shown for the process by Minister Blay." Brisbane's Victoria Park will not become the construction site for the new Olympic Stadium until Monday, but despite unresolved legal challenges, bulldozers and evacuators are already lining up.
A complaint has been lodged over the lack of public transport on Macleay Island in the southern Morden Islands. More than 3,000 people live on the island, but there are no public transport services. Milani Lynch, who has a physical disability, said that without a bus service, it can be hard to get around the island. The length of the island is 6 kilometers, and we can't get to the ferry unless we have a car. In November, Ms. Lynch began collecting signatures for a petition to state parliament. The petition was backed by 2,091 people, but it was rejected by the Queensland government last month.
Link Airways craft Saab 340 flying from Canberra to Newcastle earlier this year had one of the wheels fall off as the plane took off, according to a report by the official Australian Transport Safety Bureau. The plane carrying 19 passengers was swiftly alerted by air traffic control to land on its remaining wheels with fire crew on the tarmac ready in full emergency mode. A report on the incident released today had the safety regulator saying, quote, "Effective communication and decision-making was used between traffic control and pilot in managing an unexpected aircraft malfunction." This is the second incident involving an Airlink Airways passenger plane departing from Canberra. The first consisted of an incident in 2022 where a strap on the propeller flew into the fuselage, smashing a hole into the cabin. No personnel was known to be harmed. Canberra-based Link Airways was contacted by local news sources for comment but has yet to comment.
Dentists have been provided with a first-of-its-kind legal guide designed to help them identify signs of domestic violence and understand the appropriate steps to take when supporting affected patients. The toolkit is created by domestic violence specialist organization Be Conscious through collaboration between James Cook University and North Queensland Women's Legal Service was recently released for Domestic Violence Prevention Month. The guide intends to provide a clear legal lens to help dentists and joint health professionals balance patient autonomy and safety in conjunction with their professional obligations. NQWL representative Ashley Lawrence said, quote, "It strengthens their role within multidisciplinary trauma-informed systems and supports safer, more informed outcomes for patients experiencing violence."
And in international news, the popular leader of a progressive political movement in Thailand was acquitted on charges of defaming the king and violating the law on an online activity on Thursday. Tungathorn Juang Rungru Angit was charged for comments he made on a Facebook Live in 2021 about awarding the government for COVID-19 vaccine production contract to a company owned by Thailand's king. The comments criticising the government in general for their vaccination campaign that failed to ensure timely and adequate supplies to handle the pandemic. However, the Bangkok Criminal Court found on Thursday that Tungathorn's comments did not contain any defamatory messages towards the king, meaning Tungathorn likely avoided around 20 years in prison.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy. It's currently 17 degrees with an expected maximum of 23. The fire danger is low and the UV index is protected to reach 4, which is in the moderate band.
And that is all your news for 8am. We'll be back at 9am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.